And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, October the 11th, 2016. It's the 90th birthday of the Buddhist monk and writer Thich Nhat Hanh, born in Quang Ngai, Vietnam, 1926, author of more than 100 books, including The Miracle of Mindfulness. It's the birthday of Mason Weems, born in Maryland, 1759, who invented from whole cloth the famous story about George Washington cutting down his father's cherry tree with a hatchet and then being unable to lie about it. It was on this day, 1962, Pope John XXIII convened the first session of the Second Vatican Council, out of which came new church policies. The Roman Catholic Church would now allow Mass to be celebrated in languages other than Latin, and priests now faced the congregation, not the altar, and they set aside some of their ornate regalia, dressing more simply. Some liturgical music was updated to a more contemporary style, and now Catholics were allowed to visit other churches. They could attend weddings and bar mitzvahs and funerals of their non-Catholic friends and neighbors. It's the birthday of the novelist Elmore Leonard, born in New Orleans, 1925, wrote some pulp westerns, then started writing crime fiction, more than 40 books in all, such as Get Shorty, Be Cool, and Rum Punch. He had 10 rules about writing, things like never open a book with weather, never use a verb other than said to mean dialogue. Avoid detailed descriptions of characters. Try to leave out the parts that readers tend to skip. And he said, my most important rule is, if it sounds like writing, I rewrite it. When he was asked why he writes about criminals instead of ordinary people, Elmore Leonard said, I just feel more secure in a situation where I know a gun can go off at any time if things get boring. And also, all villains have mothers. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, Servants. In college, I read about Virginia Woolf and Edith Wharton, and I thought of their great minds and their long dresses and their gilded friendships, which involved tea in the library or on the lawn. I thought of the places they traveled and the weight of their trunks and all the ways their marriages did or did not please them. I thought of the dogs that followed at their heels and the rooms and gardens they decorated and the beaches where they carried umbrellas. But I never once thought of their servants. I didn't think of the cook who woke up to make the fires of morning, or the maids who stood over a pot of hot soap stirring the day. I did not think of how someone dressed them and scrubbed their floors, how someone brought their dinner on a tray. It was years before I knew they had them at all, invisible, unremembered people who gave their lives to drudgery. Now I can barely write or finish a book for all the housework and errands. Now I think of them knocking dust from the curtains, carrying the rugs outside each spring so they could beat them with a broom. Servants, a poem by Faith Sheeran from Telling the Bees, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists and game designers exploring new ways to research human cognition. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.